If you are left-handed, you have probably been called a southpaw. It's such a common word, you might not have even thought about where it came from. But when you think about it, what does it mean? South and paw are just not words to describe humans. Welcome to Where Did That Come From? A podcast from Venture English about the origin of English words and phrases. I'm Paul Preston. Southpaw is commonly thought of as a baseball term, so it is safe to assume that it started as American English. Back before baseball fields could be lit for evening play, the games were played in the afternoon. Well, in order to keep the afternoon sun out of the batter's eyes, the parks were designed so that the batter could face east and the pitcher would face west. That meant that the pitcher's left arm was on the south side of his body. That's how they came up with southpaw. Well, that makes a lot of sense, but it may not be the whole story. The words southpaw showed up in a political cartoon in 1848. The cartoon showed a boxing match between two presidential candidates, Millard Fillmore and Lewis Cass. Fillmore was lying on the mat, and the caption read, "Curse the old hoss, what a southpaw he has given me." Well, that could mean the term originated in boxing, even before baseball started. We can rarely be sure about what the origin of most words and phrases are, but there are always some great stories that can help you to remember them. So, this time, just remember, the pitcher facing west and his left arm faces south. Thanks for listening to Where Did That Come From? For more resources and courses in English, come to our website, VentureEnglish.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's VentureEnglish.com. Watch for our other podcast, 3-Minute English, at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcast source you're using. I'm Paul Preston. Remember to enjoy the language you speak.